Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. This shiur is also dedicated to Le'iloi Nishmas, my brother Menachem Tzvi ben Chaim Yitzchak, whose yahrzeit is still today on Yud Chet Adar, officially Adar Bet. So let's look at Pesachim 101. According to Shmuel and Rav, they're talking about discharging the ability to do Kiddush in the home versus the synagogue. So why do we do Kiddush at home? Why do we do it in the synagogue? So for the Kiddush at home, we do it for the obligation of the children and the members of his household. But the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, who holds that one cannot fulfill his obligation with the synagogue Kiddush, why do I need to recite Kiddush in the synagogue at all? Since one does not fulfill the Kiddush obligation with the Kiddush recited in the synagogue, why is it recited there altogether? According to Rav, the synagogue Kiddush at least serves the purpose of fulfilling the Kiddush obligation of one who has no family at home for whom he must repeat Kiddush. According to Shmuel, however, the Kiddush does not seem to serve any purpose at all, Tosfos point out in the notes in Art Scroll. So the Gemara answers, the synagogue Kiddush is made to discharge the Kiddush obligation for the wayfarers, for the orchim, for they eat, drink, and sleep in the synagogue. For the wayfarers, the Kiddush recited in the synagogue is made in for the place where they eat their meal. Thus, that Kiddush can fulfill their obligation. It doesn't mean exactly that the notes point out that they're eating and drinking in the synagogue itself, because you're not supposed to. Rather, we're talking about a room adjacent to the synagogue, the Tosfos points out, and others explain where they may be eating exactly, but that's the general idea, to take care of those guests. So we're discharging that obligation because Shmuel also talks about how Kiddush is invalid unless it is recited in the place where the meal is eaten. And for these people, one who recites Kiddush without eating a meal in that place has not fulfilled his obligation, must repeat the Kiddush. Therefore, they do it for the guests, those guests who need it in the Beis HaKnesses. It brings to mind the idea that it's really important to take care of, to think of, and make sure that others are taken care of. After taking care of your spouse, after taking care of your guests, make sure you take care of the guests. After you make sure you take care of your wife and kids, make sure the guests are taken care of. I love the idea and stories of people talking about, I was walking around at the Kotel in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, in Israel. I had nowhere to go for the Sabbath, and somebody came over and said, do you have somewhere to eat? Let me take you. I love the idea when someone comes new to a community, they're trying out a community, but you know, they came last minute or whatever, they didn't realize where they're going to eat. I love when a person comes over and says, are you new to the community? You have somewhere to stay, somewhere to sleep, somewhere to eat? Where are you going to have Kiddush? Where are you going to eat? We have to think of others. We have to take care of others. And that goes with everything, with making sure the clothing can go to people through organizations such as Yad Leah, making sure food goes to people such as organizations like Maspia and Yad Yosef in Israel, and Yad Eliezer, and Yad Sar, different organizations helping in different facets, not just food, and of course, Tomchei Shabbos, and thinking about how we could send food to people through food pantries, and how we could send toys to kids, and what we could do to do for others. If you're not going to use your Shalach Manos, as a wonderful initiative in my community, to drop them off, and they give out the food to Yachad, to members in Yachad. I'm not going to go through two humongous bags of Shalach Manos, so instead I dropped it off, gave it to someone we know in the community. They have a huge box for Yachad, and they give it to Yachad. Take care of others. Do what you can for others. You have to be able to take care of others. So the Kiddush in the Beis Knesses was instituted for people who didn't have a meal, didn't have a family, didn't have a place to stay. And we make sure that they hear Kiddush. And how much more so we should take care of others. We see them in the shul. We don't recognize them. They're new to the community. Do you have a place to stay? Do you have a place to eat? What can I do to help you? You see people walking in the street. Do you have a place to go to? Do you have food? Do you have clothing? Do you have shelter? Do you have ways to help out? And there's wonderful initiatives. I saw this wonderful initiative I talked about in one of the other shows, how they're making tiny, tiny houses for youth that don't have anywhere to go. I love that idea. They give them a tiny house with a bed, a closet, and a couch. And they have a communal kitchen and communal bathroom, which is not my favorite. It should be wonderful to give them a tiny house with a bathroom, which a kitchenette maybe in the future. And different organizations build and help others, like Habitat for Humanity, and they have Jewish versions of Not Elohi, but Not. What can we do for others? After you take care of your spouse and kids, what do we do for others in terms of Kiddush and food and whatnot? Always keep others on your mind. That's the whole aspect of being
Tikkun Olam to help fix the world, to help do good for the world every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 102 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.